World leaders are expressing their horror and their condolences over the attacks on the United States. In Europe, EU foreign ministers are convening urgent talks in Brussels today. NATO ambassadors held a similar meeting last night, and they promised to help track down the perpetrators. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on Europe's reaction.
In Brussels, flags have been lowered to half-staff outside NATO headquarters and the European Commission. EU foreign ministers meet for crisis talks that could see the beginning of a re-examination of the manner in which the West defends itself. Terrorism is now part of NATO's new remit, and there is a realization that traditional means of defense may no longer be adequate in the fight against terrorist attacks of the kind the U.S. suffered yesterday. NATO Secretary General Lord Robertson summoned an emergency meeting of alliance ambassadors today. Last night, he extended a warning to those who carried out the attack.
Our message to the people of the United States is that we are with you. Our message to those who perpetrated these unspeakable crimes is equally clear. You will not get away with it.
In Britain, terrorism from Northern Ireland has made security alerts a routine part of life. British Prime Minister Tony Blair said he has called for heightened precautions in light of the attacks on the US.
Flight paths into London have been changed so there will be no civil overflights of central London. Security has been increased across the full range of government buildings and military premises. The police across the whole of the UK are on full alert. As for those that carried out these attacks, their barbarism will stand as their shame for all eternity.
A sense of vulnerability leaps from the pages of newspapers across the continent. Austria's Der Standard says the devastating attacks have brought the world's superpower to a virtual standstill and points out that the scale of the strikes has not been seen since World War II. In Spain, El País writes, the world is in suspense, with a feeling that this act marks the beginning of a 21st century of uncertainties. The Italian daily La Stampa describes a war without an enemy, against which an anti-missile shield is of no use. Every paper in Britain carries the historic pictures of the destruction of the World Trade Center, with headlines such as The Times that reads, "War comes to America." Europe has had to contend with various forms of terrorism over the years, and there is dismay here over the intelligence lapse in the United States that could allow four hijackings to take place simultaneously. There have also been stirrings in Europe previous to yesterday's assault that the United States has staked out a position in the Middle East that is increasingly untenable. Anjem Chowdhury is the leader of the British Islamic Political Party that is increasingly attractive to young British Muslims.
There is a feeling of retribution or revenge against American atrocities being committed at the present time in the Middle East. For example, their continued support of the tyrant state of Israel, the continuing bombing of Iraq. We have a long list of atrocities which are enough for the Muslims and the Islamic movements worldwide to consider that they are in fact in a state of war with the American government.
While Europe's leaders would like to see the U.S. do more to put the Middle East peace process on track, they are pledging to stand shoulder to shoulder with the United States in its hour of tragedy and jointly combat terrorism. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.